It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill's growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. Read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We are joined on the phone now by our regular Friday afternoon guest, Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's your week been?
It's been a busy one. I'm glad we're at Friday.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Friday of this also. I made the mistake of talking about that in front of Michael Coe, our sports reporter, who has both a football game late tomorrow and live action with Carolina basketball tonight. And he was just like, wish I got a weekend.
So, well, it comes with the territory.
It does. He does get to write about sports professionally, so there's that. So Carrboro Town Council had a work session this week, as I understand it. What were the highlights from that work session?
We did have a work session. Usually the second week of the month is when we set aside time for a work session. The topic of this month's work session was a tool that our town staff has been working on developing with a financial consultant to help them do some longer-term financial modeling for the town, which I think is going to be a really great asset for our staff going forward. So this tool will allow them to, for example, play around with different inputs and assumptions about how the economy is going and what kinds of tax revenues will be available to the town, as well as what kinds of expenses the town has coming up, and really model that out for 5 years or more so that we can do some more effective strategic planning as a town about our budget year over year. So I'm really excited about it. It was kind of getting down into the weeds about how our town does financial planning, but I think having this new tool available for our staff is going to be a real boon for our town.
Do you see that as making an immediate impact on choices made in the short term, or is that more of a long-term strategic tool?
I think the tool will be ready to start using later in the year after we get the results of our current of our most recent financial audit for the town. They'll plug all those numbers in once they have them, because what they do is they're able to enter in financial audit data going back 5 or more years into this model, which then allows us to look ahead another 5 years and plan out things like capital projects and other big expenses that we see coming down the road. So it will be part of the council's discussions, as well as the town manager and his staff's discussions as they begin the budget season for next year. So it should be online soon.
Excellent. We're visiting with, Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. And another thing I wanted to bring up, I didn't get to experience any of this because I was on the air for the entirety of it, but yesterday was declared Fitch Lumber Day as they were celebrating their 100th birthday with a big bash there in Carrboro yesterday afternoon. Did you make it over to the actual event?
I did. It was a lot of fun. There was a great turnout, including all of Fitch's current employees, as well as several former employees, members of the Fitch family, friends of the Fitch family, folks who have been born and raised in Carrboro and surrounding areas over many generations were all there for it. We had town staff present. It was really a great celebration. I was able to take the stage for a few minutes and read my proclamation of Fitch Lumber Company Day, which was yesterday, and just get to celebrate and have birthday cake and do all the things you do at a big birthday celebration.
Absolutely, and it's such a high-profile kind of part of the fabric of Carrboro that it's good to see the community come together like that.
They've been a part of Carrboro since the very beginning, pretty much, and so it was nice to celebrate that and to look ahead to hopefully another century of Fitch Lumber being a part of our town.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Another thing coming up, we've got this very evening, it's Second Friday Art Walk tonight, so it's always nice to give a shout out to that.
Yeah, the great thing about this month's Art Walk is it's really kind of back rolling at full steam ahead, right? We've got venues all throughout Chapel Hill, as well as a host of venues in Carrboro participating in this month's Art Walk. We're finally getting back to the full complement of venues. We've got, I think, almost a dozen venues in Carrboro alone, as well as many venues in Chapel Hill who are going to be showing art. Some of them will have some live music, snacks, refreshments, and so on. It feels really good to be back here. I think a lot of that comes down to coordination between the two towns, as well as the new leadership at the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. I'm really excited about this, and of course the ArtWalk's coming up in future months.
As for tonight, we're supposed to get rain later, but that should be after the art walk time concludes. You could not ask for better weather for an art walk than we're on tap for tonight. So definitely
Yeah,
encourage people to get out there.
it's gonna be perfect. It might be even more crowded than people are comfortable with, I think, given how nice the weather is. But I'm gonna try to hit a couple of spots over in downtown Carrboro and perhaps one over on West Franklin Street. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Another event that popped up on my radar that I love the branding and the name on here. It's a critical mass bike event for kids. So obviously it's Kidical Mass. It's going to be at Carrboro Elementary Bus Loop on Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30. What could you tell me about this event? How did this come about, and what's the goal here?
Yeah, Kidical Mass. It's such a great time every year. I hope the weather is okay for it this year. This is something that's spearheaded by the Carrboro Bicycle Coalition. It has been going on now for several years, and kids and their parents are invited to gather at Carrboro Elementary outside, as you said, in the bus loop there, and we take a little mass bike ride all around the little neighborhood of Old Carrboro there, near starting at the elementary school. Everyone's welcome. It's really geared toward kids, of course, and helping them feel safe and comfortable on their bikes. We've got kids anywhere from, a few years old on training wheels all the way up to older kids and their parents. So it's a good time. Bring a helmet, bring your bike. We'll have folks on site who can help pump air into your tires and make minor repairs to your bikes. We've got folks who can give you advice about how to do your turn signals on a bicycle, all the basic skills. It's really meant to just sort of remind kids about how to be safe on their bikes and take a fun ride around town.
And I'm going to sound a little bit like an old man here, but I know one of the things I love about this event is that when I was a child growing up in a relatively small town, that was just what you did. You rode your bike around town. It was like an early piece of freedom that you got once you got your bike, and usually a group of friends making their way around town. And over the last 30 years or so, culturally, we've kind of moved away from that. And I know that Carrboro is very purposeful about getting people out on bikes and using that as a form of transportation. So getting that started young with the kids, I love the idea of the event, and definitely hoping that a lot of people turn out for it.
Well, we want to get people's good habits started early, and I think you're right. Culturally, all over the country, not just here in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, we've gotten more and more used to a culture that relies very much on being behind the wheel of a car. And I think that's to the detriment of not only our individual health and well-being, but also to our community's health, to our environment. We can do better, and there are so many ways to. So many opportunities for kids and parents to be out on bicycles around town and learning how to feel comfortable and safe on our roadways, which is not always easy to do. I think the more of us who are out there learning to be safe and getting used to being out on the open road with our bicycles, the safer all of us will be, because it'll become part of that cultural expectation that bicycles also are part of getting around town and an important way to stay healthy and build new habits for young riders.
That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. One other question, really quickly, before I turn it over to you. I've asked you a version of this question before, but I'll ask it again, and you'll probably give me the same answer here. We're getting pretty close to this election, and you're not running for office for the first time in a long time. How's it feeling to see all those signs pop up and all these election events happen?
I'm fine with not being a direct participant this year. It's funny you ask it again this time around, because I was actually having lunch with an old friend today who was in town. Many people who are listening will remember former Carrboro Councilwoman Michelle Johnson. She was passing through town, and we were able to get lunch together, and she asked me the same question you asked me, how I'm feeling about my decision. And I was really happy to be able to say to her that I'm not regretting the decision at all. There are, of course, a lot of things I'll miss about the job of being on the town council and the job of being the mayor of Carrboro. It's a great place to be mayor, but I also am not regretting the decision. I'm looking forward to having a break and making room for other leaders in our community to step up.
Is it feeling more real now that we're getting this close to it?
It is, yeah, especially because I'm now having to start thinking a little more carefully about that transition to the next mayor, and wanting to make sure that I make that hand office as smooth as I can make it. And given that it's really only 6 weeks or so away, that's that's weighing a little more heavily on my mind, is just making sure I am doing right by the next mayor in that transition. So, yeah, it feels more real, but we've also got some work to do between now and the beginning of December. So here for that as well.
It's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything you want to mention that we haven't mentioned yet?
No, get out there, see some art, listen to some music, you get food, spend money downtown if you got it, and yeah, spend time in Carborough.
Have a great week, Damon. I'll talk to you again next Friday.
See you soon.